Okay, Brew. Go ahead, Brew.
Hey, Ion. What's going
on? Hey, Brew. How they hanging?
A little to the left.
That's good. No resilient, retentive capacity then?
No, not that I know of.
Yummy. Okay, what you want to know?
Well, we kind of ended up talking about source energy, and I wanted to know what source energy is now.
Okay, well, look it up.
Source energy. I see a technical reference. No real definition, though.
Isn't that interesting? But see, it says it's like maybe something like oil or coal or the sun that provides power. And power means in exchange for light, heat, or machine. So that's a different conversation. So we really don't say. So now you look at what is energy or power, that comes into a whole different conversation. Then you say source or from whence it comes, a plural energy source is. That would be extracted or recovered either directly or by an outside toponal force. Toponal force means a conduit for which a conduit of electricity or energy is deposed. And that's why you, it's a good question because we don't know what it means either. It has really no meaning because if something that something is, and it's just because they don't know what to ask or say it is, so they say it's source energy. Would coal play be source energy? Or would it be whoever turned Coldplay on? Would they be source energy? Because you can't turn it off.
Well, since it's never ending, it would be a good start to say that.
So it would not necessarily be naturally occurring, and it would indeed be theoretically inexhaustible. Is that what you mean?
In the physical world, yes.
Well, we don't know the difference. Is there a difference?
Between physical and non-physical now?
Yeah. Doesn't the cloud merge the two? You don't even think now. You have to go to your pee pod to even find it if you need to go pee-pee.
I hope not.
Well, is it not the case? Well, how often should I urinate and empty my bladder? Tell us, Wiki, how often should I urinate? Yeah. Well, every time you get the urge. And if you don't, drink more till you do. Okay. Then you solve the urge to the capacity. Funny, isn't it?
Hey, Kevin, what's been the topic the last 5 minutes?
Pissing in the wind.
Trying to figure out source energy. Source energy has been brought up many times, Ion, and different conversations with you. Just trying to pin that down and see how that is connected with the spirit man.
Ooh, yeah. Scary thought, isn't
it? Old definitions that I think you talked to Chad about, or Chad with, and just kind of dredging up the topic again and seeing if things changed, or has anything changed with your definition of source energy?
No.
Could you tell us what your definition of source energy is?
Well, there's a lot of things. There's different sets of things. We're going to do it this way. Bob needs to do this. It'll be good for Bob. It's going to take just a second. It'll be in Bob's inbox. Got to play a little something, Bob, so he can know. So what you want to do till he finally looks in his inbox?
Well, I'll bring up something a little bit personal. I've seen one of my aunts that is not in this world anymore. Has kind of slip-sliding around through eternity. And she didn't look too happy. And is there something she was thinking about that made her so sad?
Conflict inside. Conflict.
She has personal conflict. Is that about what she's experiencing now or things that have happened?
Right. You said my mama's wife, and you ain't no sumbitch that banged a lady that impregnified her.
You lost me there. What? She's having issues with some of her grandchildren?
Yes.
Is that what Bob's
supposed
to
play? No, that was my idea. No, that is not what Bob's supposed to play.
Well, the other thing I really wanted to talk about was about changing eternity and changing event lines.
Okay, well, let's listen to this first.
What did I tell you about perseverance, young man?
That if at first you don't succeed, it wasn't meant to be. It's a waste of time because the union's just going to take your money anyway because they tell us we got an extra bone in our body that makes us smarter, but don't nobody in science care to acknowledge that. And you were an unwanted pregnancy, and you ruined my dirt biking career, and get out of my sight. You disgust me. You talk about that one, Eddie.
And the Son has done been imparted with the knowledge of the Father. Today we's learning about rocks. There's all kinds of rocks. These is rocks which you throw. These here is rocks that you get hit by.
Damn, Daddy.
And this here one is what we call a tooth. There's only one way to capture the elusive bunfish. Ain't that what you was talking about?
No, we were discussing this boy's paternity.
Oh, I couldn't hear something down there. Whose bicycle is this? Rusty, piss on that there rabbit. If he dies, I'm your daddy.
Early, there's more scientific ways of doing this.
Do it anyway. Sit that son of a bitch on fax now.
It never was able to fax. It's a coffee maker.
You dumbass, you can't fax coffee. Coffee don't fax worth a damn. Every time the rain hits it, it'll run. Damn, you a dumb son of a bitch. Come on now, turn it on, son. Turn it on.
Turn it on, son. Turn it on.
No. It's already on, okay? You got to tell him it's on.
It is on, boy.
Follow with the simile. Come on.
It's on like.
What's it on like? Preferably a rhyme.
It's on like Michelle Kwan.
Oh, son.
Hey, man. Oh, no. Triple X and Lux and y'all Zamboni dice. Now it's four perfect six. And I'll
just
all
stop, son. Now, let's get it on.
Good Lord. You wearing that to church early?
Listen here, boy. The Lord made everything. So he must have made this here hat. Ain't that right, Granny?
No. I want that flash of Matitas down in PC Beach.
And God made PC Beach, didn't he?
Oh, he sure did.
Yes, he did. God is gooder than hell. Now, Rusty, there's a veritable cornucopic plethora of various numerous big number of kill moves to use on that old Smash Master. You got the shield.
So that's all there is to that?
Hold on. It's coming. You got your belt fastened?
Uh-oh.
In this hand, I clutch the feather of a cock. And this one, a shiny ingot of gold. I ask thee, which will fall faster?
The ingot.
Well, let's just see about that.
Looks like I was right.
About what? No, I don't need no internet. No, sir. Not in my life.
Okay, you got it?
You got it all. So you're using this audio as a definition of source energy?
No, we're using it as an example to show you how everything means and leads into something else. And then that answer means something else, and then this applies to something else. And then you kind of go, wait a minute, what the hell are we even talking about anymore? Well, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about. And that's the point, that you get there from there, but where? It's like Delta Airlines, they get you there, but where? It's sort of the point.
So would that just come back down to triangulation and trying to go from
A to B? It would triangulate. It would. You're trying to tell what A is to be, to become, as it were. So, very good, O better one.
So, that's Kevin, so source energy got defined the way Finnegan's Wake is laid out. Every phrase leads into every other phrase and word.
Wave,
so that's a demonstration of source
that
energy.
That is every other phrase and word, yes. Because if it's not, then it doesn't. And then it wouldn't, then it ain't. Ant can't move a rubber tree plant. But he still has high hopes. Hope's a good thing to have. It's just a terrible tragedy. The ant who can't move a rubber tree plant.
You talking about the ant and the grasshopper story in Finnegan's Wake?
No. The song, High Hopes.
How do you know that song, Carol?
Because I breathe.
Yeah, is that a well-known
song? There
you
go.
Yes.
Remember one of those camp songs?
Yeah.
High Hopes, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want us to run it up for you? We can run it up for you, Bob. It's right up there with Tiki Talk Houses.
Can we move on, Kevin? Have we had enough of you, Kevin?
Little houses made of boxes. They're all made out of Tiki Taki, your favorite.
Ion, now that physical and non-physical have merged with the cloud, is there a better description of what you are?
Frank Sinatra. And Doris
so
Day. Singing High Hopes.
If I wanted to edit eternity, how would I modulate the lines? Is there a way to modulate event lines in eternity, Ion?
You do it all the time.
I subconscious, or I know I do. I just don't know.
We
my
don't
own
know.
Method.
You don't even know what you know. Why would you believe us to tell you what you know? You don't even know. Why in the world would it be our responsibility to tell you what you don't know? I mean, as far as not knowing, if you're not going to know, you might as well not know what you don't know. If you're not going to know, you might as well not know it. You of all people should know what you don't know. If you're not going to know it, you might as well not know it thoroughly, right?
I know I don't know what I don't know, but
well, that became a whole the Bush campaign made that a whole mantra. The problem with not knowing is we don't know what we don't know.
What about that though?
What about that though? What about that though? True that. True that.
So, is there a specific technique that can be used to edit event lines in eternity?
Let's call them markers.
Okay.
That's better.
So I've placed certain markers in my eternity. Is there a method to modulating those markers or moving or adjusting?
Triangulation. Triangulation is the only way you could know. You can do it all kinds of ways. That's the only way you can know.
Is there a specific audio that I would learn more about triangulation from?
Ethel Merman.
Is that Coming Up Roses?
Who know?
Ethel Merman.
How about There's No Business Like Show Business? How about I Got Rhythm? Wouldn't that be the best of it? I Got Rhythm. Bum, 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 bum. Anything you can do, I can do better. Doing what comes naturally. You're the top. Rose's turn. It's the lovely, the hostess with the mostest on the ball. You can't get a man with a gun. You're on top, the Porter version. Blow, Gabriel, blow. How about that one? That's a good one.
Ooh.
How about Down in the Depths? How about How Deep is the Ocean? How about You Gotta Have a Gimmick from Gypsy? How about Moonshine Lullaby? How about Mary for Love? How about The World is Your Bloom? Why does it always have to be Coming Up Roses? What about the Washington Square Dance? What about Once Upon a Time Today? What about the Alexander's Ragtime Band? What about something to dance about? What about an ear full of music? What about a lake song? What about World Take Me Back? What about It's the Animal in Me? What would be wrong with those?
You're saying those are songs done by Ethel Merman?
Yes.
Okay, let's go forward here.
Thanks, Ian.
Chad ran off. Oh, no, Chad's back. But just before
number
that.
Number one's there.
Okay, Susanna. Do you have any questions, Susanna?
Ian, earlier you mentioned the Charlotte, the ship, and alluded to something it was carrying as being significant. Was that cargo?
You mean Ricky Ricardo?
No, was it cargo? Was it its cargo? Was
we
it
like
in
Ricky
the cargo?
Ricardo. It could be, or it could be in the merches. Might be in the merches.
In the merches.
Yeah, Ethel and Fred Mertz. They live next door.
Oh, the Mertz.
Well, actually, downstairs. Then downstairs, but then in the later show, they lived in the house next door. They were neighbors when they retired and went to Bridgeport. Bridgeport is nice
was,
this time of year.
It was sailing from Portsmouth to what destination?
The Hamptons.
Did it make it?
Yeah, but they didn't call it the Hamptons then.
What was it called?
East Hampton.
Okay.
Or maybe Norfolk. You like Norfolk, so we can do Norfolk.
Can you tell us any more about what was significant about what the ship was carrying?
Code.
Was it a map?
Code.
Like an encryption?
That would be a code,
like,
yes.
Well, used for an encryption? Was it during the war?
There's been a lot of wars.
Okay.
Was it a particular
war?
No, wait, the Korean War. No, that was a conflict. So was it a war or a conflict?
You tell me.
No, we're answering your question. We don't know which one you're referring to.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, was it during the timing of the Revolutionary War?
There were three of those. Which one?
Three of them. One between the colonies and England.
Okay. Then you had the World War One, then World War Two, and fixing to be World War Three.
And the Charlotte has something to do with the code for using in that war? And all those wars?
We had to say yes.
So I wanted to ask about the 144,000 double helix strands of DNA. Are they going to be all within the existing 22 chromosomes that we know of now?
Yes. But there's more chromosomes that are coming that you'll have to wait on Dr. Dean to work out all the amino acid business, because you're going to have new strata that comes from those chromosomal pairs. So it'll be 23andD, and then it'll mark when they start making those marks. When it opens the lotus flower, the amino acids will change what you call your markers or your strain in your DNA, which will change so you'll be able to tell more who the baby mama is than just who the baby mama was. Isn't that cool?
But there could be more than 22 chromosomes then.
Two. There always have been, but you only could fit what you fit.
So it's not about the chromosomes becoming bigger to fit all of the 144.
No, not really. It's just going to change them. They're going to come back to normal size. They're not bigger. We would say you don't know anything else other than the way it is now. And you don't even know what that is because you're not using DNA now. You know it's about RNA, and nobody even gave a flip snitch about RNA till we started talking about it now. Everything is RNA-based, and the RNA this, and the RNA that, and the probiotic this, and it makes this, that, blah, blah, blah. Makes it just want to vomit and throw the whole damn thing in the dustbin. But we, for better weather, we're holding on for those last few little ones that are trying to figure it out. So we're going to hold back defensive tides one more second if we have to till they get it all straightened out. And then it's on like Donkey Kong. That's what we said.
Okay, awesome. And you mentioned luminol, that our blood was going to be like luminol. And
yes,
is that in...
Well,
like
luminol is what you use to add fluorescence to blood. So you see blood that's been dispelled, yes?
Yes. So, and it's blue.
If your blood
blue
becomes,
light.
If you're, if, no, that's fluorescence. That's a level of fluorescence that it reacts, refracts. So
yes.
Your blood already is that. It's your luminol just exposes it, but it will become more like luminol, so you won't need to apply luminol for it to shine like that. So soon they'll be able to do blood, like do a CBC. They can do it by shining a light on your forearm. So if you have the mark or not. See, if your blood doesn't glow, then you're not ascended. So then you can't buy, sell, or trade.
Is that where the term blue blood comes from?
It is. Thank you very much. The Bilderbergers and the John Birch Society, they tried to list them all, but it ended badly, didn't it, Bob? Bob, lockdown, Bob rule. The turning taxes census turned it all upside down. Woohoo! Got rid of those fucking Bilderbergers forever. Ta-da!
And then with luminol, it seems that you need hydrogen peroxide to be part of that process to activate the glowing part?
Well, we do. We have that.
Is that part of the negative pH environment that's happening?
It is, of course.
Will the luminescence of the blood be, it'll be overt?
Maybe.
I wanted to also ask about the amorphous part of the opal. Is that significant in any way to
it is.
Ascension?
It is. Fire in the belly, yes.
Does it have
it
to do with the luminescence?
No.
Like what the water is going to turn into in our environment? Is that a representation of the water in the
no.
opal?
No. There is no water in an opal. They're very, 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 very dry. That's the point. Inside of opal, they're almost as hard as an emerald, except they're brittle. And they'll fracture. That's why people oil them, just like they oil their emeralds. You oil them just because to hold them as a barrier to hold, because they'll shatter. You can shatter. They're very fragile. Do you know what fragile means?
Fragile.
Yeah, fragile, huh?
So they don't have water in them?
No, they do not.
Were they formed
opals.
With water?
Nope, opals are dry.
Do they compare with diamonds? Do they hold data like
not
diamonds?
Not as hard, not as hard, not as hard.
Do they have a function in refraction?
What it is, it's a hydrated, amorphous form of silica. So it's SiONH2O.
So that is similar to the formula for the environment, how it's changing.
Because it's changing. It's made from water, but the water goes away. Becomes a mineraloid. It's a mineraloid.
Is that something that's in the eye cell?
No.
that is something that is mentioned in Revelation as part of the foundation?
It is, but it's like jasper, all the barrels, which it would be included in those type thing of a mineraloid position, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Jasper, feldspar, many, many, many different parts. Bob is good at it. He knows them all by heart. He committed them to memory. He knows them all by heart. But Bob's kicking. He's kicking it old school.
Is it all these minerals work together to form a foundation of significance in our
different
process?
Different examples, like the nacre of the pearl, and then the sharpness of the jasper or the feldspar, and the sardonyx, and the different hardness levels of different mineral classifications that come back into application into your world to make your world a semblance of the bastion of what the kingdom is built upon, moving from the outer and the middle and the inner kingdom into one kingdom where little man is not welcome. It's where the gates hold back those that are not ascended. And that's the point. To coin a phrase.
Or the blue bloods, if, as it were.
Yay!
Your comments to Barbara earlier about herself, or your mention being a mother and a daughter, is that what you were saying, is what you're describing is no time, because we're all in the same moment at all times, or all time is at the same time. So I wanted to ask a little bit more about no time. You mentioned to Roxanne one time about telepathy and can we do it, and you said to her that we needed to have some rules to be able to do telepathy.
Let's change them, not make them rules. Let's say you got to have singers and standards. You have to have things in rote that you can recognize so you know if you're there or not. Because otherwise you're out of the frequency range. Just because you're out of the frequency range doesn't mean the range is not there. So you just have to have something to bind you. If you don't have any notes or tonality, you wouldn't recognize a half-step modulation, would you?
Right.
So rules would just be guidelines that you go by to gauge where you are from where you are. Otherwise you would know. You'd have no bias to know that telepathy, the passion that release was enacted.
Would that be the same for triangulation as well? Or to modulate frequency?
Triangulation is just how you find what you know. You found something, you're trying to mark where it is. You got to know what it is, or you could triangulate all day long and you can find where it is, but if you don't know what it is, how would you know to triangulate it? The point is to triangulate is to tell what something is to be. What A is to B. Well, if you don't know what that is, it's going to be challenging to triangulate something that you don't know what the hell you're looking for. So no, that would be a little different position, because if you don't know what you're looking for, you likely would not be successful at triangulating its future position, we think.
What's the topic you've been doing the last couple minutes?
It's in your inbox, Bob.
Yeah, the triangulation and what? What was your original point here?
No time.
No time. And triangulation is involved with that.
No, but I understand triangulation is merely marking, putting a marker on a timing.
It's like Jimmy Choo's.
The shoes?
Jimmy Choo.
Are you talking about shoes?
Yes, Jimmy Choo shoes.
So triangulation is like Jimmy Choo shoes? So I can triangulate to go get Jimmy Choo shoes. Is that what you're saying? As long as I know what it is?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good for now, Bob.
Don't forget, Fetty. Go to Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap.
Okay, Eliza,
okay.
Wake up. Fetty Wap, wake up.
Hi.
Or Jimmy Choo. You can do Jimmy Choo, too. Jimmy Choo's got some Fetty Wap. That'd be good.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Eliza.
Thanks, Aya.
Thank you. Very good questions there, I think.
They weren't very good, thank you, we think. Bob doesn't know. Carolyn will have to tell him what he knows later when they have a time.
Yeah, they sound pretty good. Very good, Susanna.
679-679.
Okay, Eliza.
679.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go, Eliza.
I was just looking at the wiki for the Berenstain Bears, and I clearly remember them as Berenstain Bears, S-T-E-I-N, and it's just so hilarious. It's so hilarious.
They're not that way.
Even the author's last names, Dan Berenstain and Jan Berenstain, even their names, the spelling has changed. Kind of reminds me of
the
Friends.
What's the topic? What's it, Berenstain what?
It's a follow-up from what Barbara was talking about, the Mandela effect, how some people remember things differently. And it reminds me of the Fringe, because when they went into the other world, there were slight changes or differences from where they were.
What's the Berenstain's got to do with it?
They're Berenstain's now. They're not Berenstain's.
Yeah, I clearly remember their books. Yeah, their books were
Berenstain is what it is now. But she remembers them as Berenstain, S-T-E-I-N.
These are books and you bought when you were a kid or something?
They're bears. They're bears.
Yeah. Children's
bears? Oh, okay, children's book. So you spelled it bear, B-E-R-E-N, it's bear... B-E-A-R?
The way they used to be spelled
Stain
was with an E.
Stain.
What are you talking about them for, Eliza?
I remember
they
them clearly. Yeah, the spelling clearly. And it just reminded me of the Fringe when they went over to the alternate world. There were slight changes and differences from where they had come. Like, it wasn't exactly the same. There were differences. So it's like stepping into another world or another world is overlaying over ours or overlapping, or it's just
yo ho ho green giant.
Ion, you had said that Giza was moving to the 33rd parallel, and
it's
I was
almost
wondering
there.
What other places are moving to the 33rd parallel?
Bob's house.
And Mary, his house is moving to the 33rd? Is the whole island moving there?
Well, we don't know. Bob drives that. I mean, we send tsunamis every day and earthquakes and volcanoes and shaky and tsunamis. And good God, we send everything. Every time they get to Bob, they turn into 3 inches of nothing.
So when it's moving to the 33rd parallel, does that mean it's moving to a higher frequency or amplitude?
Well, we don't know.
Well, is it moving to a higher frequency?
Yes, absolutely. Because the way you ask it, you've sort of fucked up some commas.
Yeah. And that's why I re-asked it.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
We know that Babylon moved to Turkey because you moved it, but it's not general knowledge. So Giza moving. Yeah.
Really?
It's not.
Check again.
Babylon moving to Turkey is general knowledge, you're saying? I mean, I never heard of that before you saying it. So.
Well, right now today, it's already moved from 30.0131 degrees north by 31.2089 degrees east. So it's almost there anyway.
Are you talking about Babylon?
Talking about Giza. You're talking about Giza.
Yeah, Giza. But
Giza's not Babylon yet. Iraq and Iran is Babylon. Persia Minor. You have to bring the Ottomans in there. The Ottomans don't ease into Egypt yet. We're trying to move Cairo to Babylon, not the other way around, darling.
But a while ago, you said that Babylon moved to Turkey, Istanbul, Turkey.
Right. It is. And we're moving Egypt there, too, as well. It'll show up. It's almost there.
Okay.
See, that's the point.
Hey, hey, Eliza, Babylon is moving geographically towards Turkey? Is that what you're saying?
No. Yes, yes, that's right. Now, the other part is Egypt is moving toward Turkey. Jesus going to the 33rd parallel.
Babylon's moving toward Turkey. Egypt's
See,
moving
so the
toward
first
Turkey.
Part, so Persia, Babylon's moving toward Turkey, and Egypt is moving toward Turkey. That's why it gets inside out from Iraq and Iran and why Syria is so much in play.
Is this why you Turkey's see? Important? It's the old 33rd parallel area?
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Remember, we wondered about that a couple hours ago. What's the meaning of Turkey? So it has a bit of the residue from the original Yarmulke continent. The 33rd parallel passes through a big chunk of it in Turkey. And the land masses are moving towards there, and the tension, and that's why Armageddon, Megiddo, is there.
Well, and that's why Santiago and Melifia is so out of whack. It's at 33.4489 degrees south and 70.6693 degrees west. That's why everything in Santiago is blowing up and shaking up. It's being pulled inside out because it's on the right spot but on the wrong side. See, so it's being still being pulled to it. You see?
A lot of chilly earthquakes.
Beijing, Berlin, Paris, Rome, Moscow, Tokyo, Santiago, they're all in that St. Petersburg, Russia. They're all kind of coming into that inside-outside swash.
And you said this is why Syria is also coming into play? Or is it's why we hear about Syria so much right now?
Yeah, in Nairobi. Nairobi. Well, you don't hear about that. You're fixing to hear about that.
You don't hear about it right now, but you
No, we don't. Not right now.
You've been to. True that.
So, Ian, I also wanted to follow up on the counting of the Omer, the measure of barley. So
oh,
49
wonderful.
Days.
Yes. Now, this is after Passover, right?
Yes.
Good.
You said the 49 days from the time you left out of bondage to the time you received the white stone. The counting of the Omer is the 49 days between being set free from Egypt and the receiving of the Ten Commandments. So now that that's over, can you shed some more light on that? Talk about that more?
It's the days between Passover and Shavuot. Shavuot. Not Shavuot, Shavuot. S-H-A-V-U-O-T. This is referencing in Leviticus 23:15 and 16. How beautiful. You did good. You did your homework. That's so wonderful. We're so proud of you. That was good.
What was that, Leviticus 25 or something?
Tell him.
I think he said Leviticus 22.
No, 23, 15 through 16. Okay, you get an F.
No.
You fail again.
No.
But now, if you forgot to count the Omer at night, count the following day, but you do that without a blessing. You count the day of, not the night coming. So the first day doesn't count. You count the next day. You get that?
Yeah. So what kind of ship?
I'm there.
Baruch Hamas. Yeah, I remember something about, I mean, what they had written, or you had said, Baruch Amata, Allah Menu, Allah Ta'ala.
Allah Nehu. Hevu, Harap, Harap, Mesa, Mesuva, Mesuvanu. You got it.
So what kind of shift has that created, the counting of the Omer?
The Ke Aham Arom, the Shem, the Shiki, Aham Egalagarom. Mostly. Oh, wait. Oh, you didn't want that in Hebrew, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
How about Yiddish? The Goyish Cup? It's the Goyish Cup. That's what it is. It's the Goyish Cup.
English, Aya.
What? Y'all can't even talk right, no way. How in the world are you going to explain English? You don't even speak English, Spanglish. You don't even speak that. We say that and you don't even know what the hell we're talking about. We try to talk right, and then you don't even speak well, and then you try to, y'all say it's elocution, and we say, no, it's not elocution. It's extemporaneously spoken.
Say so, it, okay.
But you're fixing to come up on a, right now, you're fixing to come up on a fast.
On a fast. When is that fast? Is it beneficial for everyone to fast on this, on a, coming up? Is there going to be in the month of August, the fast that's coming up?
It's today.
Oh, didn't know about that. Okay, do you want to say anything else about the counting of the Omer?
You should check the Talmud.
The movie, The Agony and the Ecstasy.
Wait, Zechariah 8:19. It's right there next to Big Top Pee-wee.
Big Top Pee-wee.
Big Top Pee-wee, huh? In the Old Testament.
So, I'm moving on to the next question, unless you want to say more. When I asked you about the force field and whether it was a feeling or an emotion, you said to watch The Agony and the Ecstasy, the movie about Michelangelo. So, I watched the movie. How was my question, would my answer be in that movie? How is it related to that movie?
The story plot.
The historic plot?
Plot, mm-hmm, the history plot.
Plot. Did it have anything to do between Michelangelo and Pope John?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. But let me see his name again.
Julian.
This is the day that the golden calf was destroyed. And you had to fast. It's Exodus 32:11-14. Exodus 31:1-10. Mishan, Isaiah 55:6 and 56:8. This is the day when Bob came down and destroyed the golden calf. Then he reascended Mount Sinai and begged us for forgiveness for the people. Exodus 22:20. And then the Talmud is 30.
So, Ian, you're saying I'm Moses, or I was doing it as Ophanel, or Moses was working for me. This is more of an Ophanel action?
Yeah, you stop eating an hour before sunrise, and then you don't eat until nightfall. And that gets you over it. The morning allows you to breach Jerusalem's walls.
So you're saying this was that day?
It is that day.
What do you mean
today?
It's happening today?
Psalms 88. Yeah, Psalms chapters 88 and 89. One who is full of himself fills all the space around him. There's no room left for anyone else. Therefore, he despises another person by virtue of the space that other persons consumes. He may give reasons for his disdain, but the reasons are secondary. This is called wanton hatred. It is a reason given for our exile. It is the core of all evil. Ho, 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 green giant.
This day of the fast, how is it related to the counting of the Omer?
It's not. It's just in the series that run. That was then. This
Any
is
more
now.
Questions, Elijah?
Get ready. You're trying to get ready for Yom Kippur, or Kippur Katan. This is the little Yom Kippur.
Okay.
It's even.
Ion, what is my relationship to Ion?
Fluid.
Is there a non-physical relationship?
No. No, it's one.
It's one? Are you my non-physical, or do I have my own?
There's no difference.
Oh.
That's because the governor of Judah set it up in the downfall that it cannot be separated.
It can't be separated.
Okay. Yep. Because you got Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, the last from dawn, first light to nightfall, full dark. One's for me to eat breakfast, it also rises before dawn, the purpose of doing so. But initiating before first light.
Why did they make this day of a set for a fasting?
Because of coming of this, the little Yom Kippur, it's getting ready for the cleansing. The cleansing.
For the cleanse.
Y'all nasty. You dirty, a little bit dirty. So you got to get cleaned up, washed up. Yeah, especially when it falls on Shabbat. Mm-hmm. But you got to get yourself ready for Tisha B'Av. Uh-huh. That was because of the first temple. And then you have Purim. Purim falls later. And then the fast of Tammuz. That's the 17th. That was the destruction of the first temple. See, we lay all this out for you so y'all can get a little taste of what it's supposed to do like. It's so wonderful. This is called a minor fast.
Okay, Eliza?
Okay, you can go on. Thank you, Aya.
Let's see what...
Zechariah 8:19.
Okay, so, Chad. Got some questions, Chad?
Hey, number one.
Yeah, before I get into my...
Are you sated?
Well, everything but my stomach. My digestive system's been fucked up since I was in Hawaii. Is there anything I can do to that?
Well, yes. We told you what to do when you go in a foreign, strange country and lands and worlds to eat yogurt from that place. And did you do that? No, you did not do that. And that's why you brought all kinds of bullshit stuff, eating in that terrible, awful concentration camp of a country you live in now, and you go back to your crappy, no good, rotten, shitty, fucked up food, and your body's resisting you. It's killing, trying to fight back. So until you go, I guess you can go back to Hawaii and get some good yogurt and eat some good yogurt and introduce that into your system, or you can just wallow in it a bit, eh?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we didn't tell you to do that. Next thing, you're going to get C-diff and then blame us when we told you what to do.
Okay. We'll do.
So, how are you going to get back now? You got to come back to where you were and what you want to do. So, first of all, it's not that. It's an electrolyte thing to start with. And it's not so messed up. You think the solving of it is to quit eating. That is not the answer. You got to eat.
Okay.
Dr. Dean would have told you this.
So, eat.
Did you not ask? Well, no, actually, we'd say eat a little more. Eat some more.
Okay.
Get you back.
All right.
Get some good yogurt.
Okay, so,
good yogurt. Not that rot good stuff. Something alive would be good. But now, that would have been in Hawaii. So, you kind of got it ass backwards at this point, but. We still adore you, even so.
I guess I just have to wait till I go back to Hawaii. Then.
Well, you'll probably be dehydrated and dead before then.
Well, there's no point asking any of my questions that I have then.
Why? No, go ahead. It's going to be fine. We're going to fix it for you now you brought it up. We tell you what you did wrong. Now, we're not going to leave you there. We'll bring you back, right? You all right?
Do you have a prescript assist, Chad?
I don't know if Kate has any, but I'll ask her to order it for me. I think she's out.
Ion, that would help, right?
Dr. Dean said so, so if you don't have some, it's your own fault.
Yeah, we'll order it. We'll get it. Okay. Thanks, Carolyn.
I mean, for Pete's sake, Ion. Day one, I always said was when you go into these foreign worlds and foreign lands, you got to introduce that into your system or it will make you sick. Remember the Egyptians drinking out of our water and us drinking out of the Nile River? Remember that over and over and over? We say get their local yogurt and eat it and introduce it so that it's not a shock to your system. And then you don't do that in Wonder? Pretty astounding, Dad.
Yeah, I missed that class. But anyway, now I know.
But yet you can trail through all the castles and worlds beyond most everyone else on the planet and have no issue whatsoever because you naturally normally do that, typically. You get some lactose or lactase something from where you are, and this time you just somehow did not. Very odd, because you typically just intuitively do it. Even at the damn airport, when you land, you get some strange. You normally just do it, or you're just not aware of you doing it.
Okay, I'll do it from now on. So, back to...
Okay with us. It's okay with us. Now, let's ask the questions. We're good.
I was just going through the different manifestations of the Wheatstone cipher disc, and there's a couple of different ones. I think it's you're telling me to use the one that's almost like it has clock hands on it. Is that right?
Okay. You can use either, but if you're going to use that one, if you're going to use that one, that's fine, but you're not limited to that.
How can you say I'm not limited, though? If I use the wrong one, it's going to do transformations differently.
But the different transformations aren't bad. They're just different. They're not wrong. They're just different. You're trying to find a specific get, a set, a lock, a key, but you're making the key. So we'd say you can use that and use that, no problem. But if you choose to use another one, you're going to have a completely different outcome, but they should line up so you can get the steps, the lines and the steps. Like from different frequency degree, if you move 1 degree, it's exactly 1 degree off no matter how far you go. The distance further out you go will get greater, but equidistantly the same difference, yes?
Right.
Because you're talking about every transaction that could ever be, are you not?
Yeah, via the legend.
Well, right. That's why we say it doesn't matter which one you use as the key, you just got to use one. But if you want to use that, that's fine. An analog side is maybe more easier for you to cipher. Pardon the pun.
And I like that one, too, because the outer numbers are called the lyre. And you mentioned it will contain all the lyre.
That's correct.
Stick with the one that's got, like, the little clock hands on it, because it also reminds me of the parallel world traveling legend. So I guess
it
reminds me of the one.
Yeah, but you and Dr. Dean are the only one that have those now. Every other reference now has been removed. Then the maids got them. They don't know that, but the maids got them, and the other maid, the last maids got them, and yeah, that's it. Just the maids and you and, well, and Bob, but Bob forgot, and then Duke the non-physical, yeah.
What am I doing right now?
Slang, put it on Slang's website. It's
what am I doing right now?
Yeah, but other than on Slang's website, then it's all done. You need to wash him damn hands, what you need to do. Filthy animal.
He told me what. Hey, what am I doing right now?
Wash them filthy hands, you filthy animal. Wash them
hands. What am I doing?
Ugh, it's terrible. So he hit it on Slang, and he put it on the outside.
I'm putting my nose up against the fucking chart.
Yeah,
that's
on the legend. That's it. You're not supposed to
see,
but that's
what they made. I couldn't
see it. Wash them damn hands. That's what you need to do before you get on that thing. And no one else has it except for Reverend Stang and the Church of Subgenius. And the ninth of Malta, they've got it,
Andrew Roberts,
and
Andrew Roberts got it.
And the Hare Krishnas, all the Hare Krishnas, and the Christian Murdy crew, all of them. The booger dogs. Yeah, the booger dogs. Yeah, we like them. And no one else has them, so they're perfectly safe with you, Chad. So you're good. Number one.
Okay.
It's good to be number one.
But what's the topic, Chad? Computer liars? What have you been doing the last 5 minutes?
Throwing up and beating yourself to death.
Computer liars? Was the topic liars?
No. Using cryptography and... banking ledger system, yeah.
What happened to Legend? How come he didn't come here with Andrew anymore, Ion?
You won't let him.
That's right. Good.
Because he used to just come and go, hey, where the fuck is Ion?
That's all he'd say, right? No gratitude, Ion. No couth.
That's okay. His mother didn't help him either, so it's okay.
That's right. Yeah. Mother even tried to get to him through the dead zone. The dead mother.
Oh, boy. So, Ion, you told me last week when we were talking about the cipher to look into early Laboulaye, the guy who commissioned the Statue of Liberty. Was he a cryptographer? Is that what you're pointing to?
Yes, these are indeed the last days. They are indeed.
So, Ion, did Laboulaye do ciphering? Was he a cryptographer?
Say it again.
Laboulaye, was he a cryptographer?
Yes, but he didn't know it.
Explain the activity he was doing that was like cryptography, but he didn't know it.
Well, he did it, but he didn't ever make it a thing.
Can you give an example? Are you saying that the way the Statue of Liberty was designed was an example?
No. No, he was a jurist.
Right. But you, to get more on the topic of the cipher, you pointed me to early Laboulaye. I've looked through some of his history, and I don't see anything that points to cryptography or code making.
Okay, it's January the 20th of 1811. Gay Patty.
Okay. I'll look into that. So with the chain that I'm going to use to keep track of all transactions that are, is that like Hogwire?
No, no, this is like comparative law. It's comparative law. Department of the Scene. You're missing the whole thing of the Laboulaye. The Laboulaye is all about his running and being a part of the National Assembly. That's what this is about. That's where he was. He wrote a 3-volume work on political history in the United States, published in Paris, the height of the Second Empire.
And that connects to cryptography, how?
The American Civil War and Union of the Abolition of Slavery.
Those were the work of cryptographers?
Yes, by him, but he didn't say it was that.
So guys like him triggered historical events that are basically obfuscated? Obfuscated,
yeah.
Time?
Frederick Augusta Bartoli.
Bartoli, the guy who, like, actually sculpted the statue?
Yes. They turned his ideas into reality.
So are you saying that I could look at historical events that are already out there and decrypt them? Are historical events, like the historical record, is that an encrypted code? I'm just not sure why you're pointing to historical events when we're talking about cryptography.
I have to go over and see if Ian's there, Chip.
Okay.
He's going to claim he's already answering you. No. He doesn't seem to be there. No, he's not there. Dropped off. Okay, so that was good stuff, Chad. So I'll unmute everybody, and everybody can talk to Chad or talk to their best friend. You can all talk to each other. Mingle. Mingle.
It was unclear on whether the Mandela effect is some real thing, parallel world.
Yes. No, he said it's him. It's an ionic effect. The worlds are merging. Our worlds are changing. And then he brought up that Deborah Wasser Schultz. Like, she was so significant, and now she's not at all.
She's gone. She ran it all, and now she's gone. She's
there, you go.
Right.
Why is she gone? Why did she blow in relation to Hillary?
She stepped over lockdown Bob Rule. She tried to invade, and she got caught with her panties down trying to go over Bernie Sanders. He's going to have her drawn and quartered.
I was watching this documentary, The Circle, Inside View of the Greatest Political Show on Earth or something. I was just doing it in the break here. So they had a lot of close-ups of the women around Hillary organizing out of their Brooklyn National Headquarters. and a few guys, and this leader, John Podesta, they all had a loser vibe around them. You could see it. These old stuffy people. Am I picking up something there, Ion? They're just not
going
to be able to keep up with Trump.
Been. There has
yeah,
been.
There's a whole has-been aura around his main, like they show her, she's on the trail out there in campaign in, you know, Seattle or California in some place, and she's doing intercom in the morning about whatever they had to do that day, and that's some old dowdy people running the show. So I haven't seen any Trump. They're probably going to show some of the Trump people, but just notice that. So I'm noticing something there that's real, right, Ion? They're a bit old-fashioned.
It is.
Yeah.
No, it is. Wait and see. It'll be no one will watch the convention because it'll be the most boring, drawn, ridiculous, silly. Just nobody will even have a big to do. They're going to have a big protest, but nobody even care.
Does she even want to be president anymore?
No, probably not.
No. Yeah, she's. It's very boring watching her. It's remarkable how Trump just says, we're going to win. Talk about declaring. Yeah,
we're going to win.
Hey,
she has
win,
low
guys.
Energy.
We're going to be
she
huge.
She has no energy. She has no energy, low energy. She's going, I'm the only one that can do it. You're all gone. You know, vote for her. You'll see. See? You didn't like me because I said you got to run the Muslims out. And now I see what's happening. See? You say I can't build a wall. See what happens? This is what's going to happen. Every time I'm trying to tell you something, I'm trying to tell you. You turn around and you say, you know everything. You can't say that. You can't say this. Well, guess what? I can say, fuck you, and it's okay. I won't lose a vote. I can shoot somebody in the head. I won't lose a vote. And the children on those commercials that are supposed to be so upset, they'll be killed by radical Islam before the end of the day. So it really doesn't matter what he says to them if he offends them. But they'll probably be dead, so it's okay.
Is Bernie going to try to take the nomination or do something based on the act that just happened and all of the information
Rule 40 was not for the Republicans. It was for the Democrats. We said that early on.
Ion, but you said it's going to be a dull convention, so there's not going to be any Rule 40 hassle.
Well, you'll see. Either way, nobody will be watching, so it don't matter. They could blow it up. Nobody cares. It's like they all died. Oh, sorry. Oh, glad.
Ion, do some of the Democrats, maybe Bernie and them, recognize that Hillary's going to lose? Do they see that,
they
some of them?
They do.
And
they
so they're going to try to correct that?
Atrocity. Well, it's getting too late. It's getting too late.
Okay, so the other thing I saw, the two journalists from Bloomberg. They were interviewing Trump, and they said, you can...
Bloomingdale's.
Yeah, Bloomingdale's. That's what they were. They're pretty dinky guys. And they said, okay, he said, Lying Ted, Little Mario, and a couple other things. And what are you going to call Hillary? And he said, I'm not telling that. And then the guy said, well, is it going to be something Hillary? You know, some phrase. He goes, no. And he's walking away. He goes, no. Well, what? He says, have you got something? He said, yeah, I got something. It's not going to be something Hillary. No. So what it became was lock her up, right? Is that what he was thinking back then?
Knock her up. Lock her up. Hillary for prison.
Those rabid, embittered Republicans thought Trump was saying lock her up, but he was saying knock her up.
Basically, yeah, let it go. It's a good time, bro.
Okay. Calm down there, Chad. Stop making noises, ridiculous noises.
Oh, my goodness. His gastroeconomic
disaster. I'm destroying the historical record, aren't I? Okay, go ahead with your questions, you people.
I wanted to ask the question about the Chinese people taking the tower back in pieces, rocks and whatever pieces they were taking back.
The steel. They had to take the steel.
Just the steel, not the rocks or anything?
Just the steel. Just the steel. There aren't any rocks. What are you talking about? It was concrete.
I set you guys up. I called the rocks, and the lies have fallen for it. So where is the steel? You mean the ceiling between the bars, between the steel rods? Is that what the steel is?
The steel, S-T-S-T.
Oh, steel, okay.
It was special.
Are they the same people who gave that steel when the towers were being built?
Yes.
And they're the same people who are taking it back. Does that mean they're ascended?
They're families, yes.
What's so special about the field?
They're not necessarily part of the mountain, right? They're not necessarily part of the mountain.
No, it came from another world.
Aha!
We told you that originally, Bob, when they were hauling it off in barges. We told you that, Bob.
What world am I from, Ian?
You don't know, and we can't tell you. You wouldn't believe us anyway. Then you say, nah, and then you come back and you keep back from it. Then you say,
I can't.
That's
I
not what William,
you guys
that's not
know
what
world
that's
I'm from.
Not what William,
you'll never
that's
know.
Not what William Irwin Thompson knew. That's not what William Irwin Thompson
that's what
knew.
Vern said. That's what your fucking wife
that's
said,
right,
too.
That's right. Vern, that's what my wife said. Yep, that's right. The wife said. That's what she said, Vern.
Yeah, you're getting,
my wife
you
said,
guys
Vern.
Are getting a taste of what our private questions are. We're like,
said, my wife said, Vern
your was, wife said.
My wife said Vern was hot and he could get it. He could get it. Vern could get it. He was hot. Yeah. Bang, bang, bang with Charlie. Hey, play the Ethel Merman. Play
I just
the Ethel Merman.
Over Carolyn.
Yeah, I know. She's used to it. She's used to it.
Why?
I go, yeah,
I know. She got the hose. She'll bring out the hose. And that little partition hub that's put up there, that's so the washing station is put to the side. So when that happens, you don't make that watch y'all for
we get a partition up there? What's he talking about?
Here's what I'm saying to Bob lately. This is what Bob sounds like.
And then I'll translate, Carolyn. That translates into buy me a fucking river, right?
or make me
the
popcorn.
Ethel Merman. Yeah. With pepper. Put the pepper. A little extra pepper today.
Hey, Ion. Extra pepper. I have a question about the RNA drops. I got a new bottle. I received one yesterday, and I opened it, and it spewed out like lava from the top.
Good. Did you lick
what
it up?
What is that
lick
about?
It.
I hope you licked
lick
it up.
Lick it up.
I did. I couldn't let it go to waste.
No, you cannot. That's right.
And I rubbed it on my skin, too.
That's good. Don't waste it. It's good.
And my dog got them, too.
That's good. Tell us about the taste.
It tastes perfumey.
Sharp? Is it sharper, more accurate, or no?
It's a little more sharp, yeah.
Good.
Not
trying to bring it.
Not acidy.
Well, but like a sweet tart, sharp.
Yes, it is a little more tart. It's like tart, yeah.
Good.
And
wonderful.
It smells flowery.
Now, what would you ask if you could just ask one last question?
Okay, submit your questions to me. I'll pick the best one.
Drag it on to 4:30.
I have a question. Is China taking over South China Sea?
Maybe.
Ian, when you said that the Chinese are still getting rich from the steel, what's so special about the steel that they're getting rich from still?
It doesn't come from this world.
So it comes from another world.
It has
what's
properties that you can't. They blew up the entire building, and yet they were still able to retrieve that steel unhindered.
Are they using it in China?
Here and there.
Do those properties exist here?
They do. They do now.
Ion, is there anything significant about Alfalfa Rain?
Yes.
Ion, I was telling them that one of the Jesuses lived there. Didn't you say that once?
We did. He bedded every bitch in Babylon.
And there's quite a big community of people that came from Alfalfa Rain nearby here in Texas. That's close to Luckenbach. Is that significant?
Pretty much. Especially in Luckenbach.
There's a region that's very, is known for their cognac, and the cognac, because of the chalky soil, is there eye block in that? Is there something, is a white stone in that
no,
soil?
No, it's kaolinite. Chalky trouble.
So that has nothing to do with the white stone in the castle.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Good run. Okay, we've enjoyed this same bat time, same bat station. Y'all come back when you can stay longer.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ion.
You too.
Rub-a-dub.
Will you come back?
Y'all staying for the after show?
A little bit, yeah.
We are.
Bob has to go to bed, but
all right,
TTFN. All right, wait, you gotta play the Ethel Merman one now.
Will you come back?
Okay.
Will you come back next Saturday night?
Maybe.
Yay!
Thank you.
Work on your questions.
Okay.
And try to separate yourself from the glib, cliched archetypes, however glib and cliched.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
There, Sharon.
Thank you, Ariane. Bye.
Berenstein. Thank you.